How you doing? Happy Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. I'm happy you're here today. You know why? Because I love being here every single day now for how long's it been? It's been, we're in our 16th season. It's been a very long time. I cannot believe I'm still doing this, but I only do this because you keep showing up every single day. And then you send me emails and you get on my Facebook page and you talk to me and stuff. It's cool. So thank you for doing that. So today I want to talk about relationships. Not the one with you, no. The one you have with maybe a significant other or somebody like that. Could be a friend too. But there are stages of a relationship. I want to figure out which one you are in right now and have you evaluate it and think about it. Because, you know, you could be taking more than you've given. And we're going to chat about that a little bit today, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Every single day, Scott Logic comes flying out of my brain and sometimes unfiltered right through my lips. I just can't control. Listen, I gave up a long time ago. I trust the connection from my brain to my mouth 99.9% of the time. Every now and then you'll catch that other itty bitty little part of it. But for the most part, it works. So this is common sense. It's wisdom. It's basically when you look at the world of made up and unicorn and rainbows and politics and all that kind of stuff. And you go, wait a second. It doesn't seem like anything they're telling me to do is working. What I tell you to do will work if you're willing to do it. That's all there is to it. Because a simple one, it's kind of like Stoic philosophy. Go back, you know, 2200 years to the Stoics. If you haven't studied Stoic philosophy, go read it. If you got the stomach for it, it's pretty tough stuff. That's what this is. It's the basics of life. If you do the things we talk about every single day, you're going to have success. You got to put your own puzzle together, but it'll work for you. That's a promise. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder, the chief motivating officer. My wife is the chief motivating chick at MotivationToMove.com. And that's, she gave herself that title. That's what she called herself. That's what it is. Happy to have you here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. By the way, I mentioned yesterday that productivity and doing things the way you want to do them is kind of like weight loss. It takes some time. Everything takes an investment. I said back in November when I turned of a certain age, I said, hell no, I'm not going to get old like this. I'm going to be thriving well into my later years. And I got a long way to go, 30, 40 years, I think. I hope, trying to anyway. So I took control of my health and I decided two things. I said, I wanted to get really healthy and fit. I knew what I wanted to do with that. And I wanted to cut my work week down in hours and make more money. Basically, I want to cut my work week in half and double my income. So that's on track. That's working really well. 20 hours a week and income so far is about double. It's a little bit less than that. So working on that this year. How about weight loss? 30 pounds. Just hit it. And added muscle on top of that. So I've got about 7 pounds to go to get to my goal. It's going to take 3 or 4 months to get there. That's nothing. That's nothing in terms of a lifetime. It's nothing. So whatever you're struggling with right now, and I know you're struggling because a goal is a struggle, isn't it? It takes time. Give it the time to do that and just relax. You'll get there if you stay on path. You really, truly will. And just deal with the little issues every single day. It just happens to all of us. I don't know anybody who doesn't have that happen. So let's talk about relationships a little bit today because I'm a relationship guy. Always have been. Very loyal to my friends. Don't have a lot of friends, but those I have, I think I have three or four friends I've had my entire life since I was a kid. Actually, I have people I've known since elementary school, still in my life. But close, about four friends I've had my entire life. I've been married twice. The first wife I had didn't divorce me. She died. She decided she wanted to move on. She always said she wouldn't live very long, and she died at 46. And so I came out of that. I'm a relationship guy. You ladies know that. You know what a relationship guy is, right? So I came out of that relationship. I wasn't looking to date and go crazy. Instead, I just wanted to find a hot woman. Her name is Joy. Sweetie on the inside, beautiful on the outside. And I said, I'll marry that. So I married her, and it's been 15 years now. So I literally spent my entire life in a relationship. And this is what I want to tell you is that I've only dated two women in my entire adult life. That was it. And I married both of them. Every guy says, what? Only two? Every girl says, oh, that's so sweet. I'm a relationship guy, so I know a couple things about relationships. And the quality of your life is a direct result of your relationship. If you are feuding with your wife or your husband or your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is, even your kids or your boss, if you're feuding with them, life is not good. You know that. You're unbalanced. Whether it's personal, whether it's professional, whether it's business, whatever. So let me keep this really, really simple and just kind of maybe approach it from another angle. There's all kinds of ways we can go after this to make relationships work. But I think we all have to begin to realize that if you're in a relationship, all relationships begin with two independent individuals. Two independent individuals. Now, it could be more. I'm talking kind of couple thing here, okay? But everybody's an individual. You are your own person and everybody around you is your own person. If you remain independent in a relationship, you're never really going to connect. You may argue that point, and I'm going to say, okay, fine, you've got a different version of connection. But if you want that deep connection, that connection that really makes you walk as a team, that connection just kind of bonds you together, you can't remain completely independent. You just can't. There has to be higher to go for. I'm a very independent guy, but I got to tell you, if you're my friend, and probably if you're my listener, but certainly if you're my friend, and God knows if you're my family, I turn right into it. If you need me, I'm there. It doesn't matter. Are you that way with the person that you're crazy about? Or are you so independent you have to be yourself and control your own independence? Stop it. There's plenty of time of the day for you to be who you are and to be with somebody else. Now, what's the next level people get into? They get into a codependent relationship. And that's kind of losing your individuality. Isn't that what attracted you in the first place? So you want to be independent. You want to be an individual for sure, but you want to kind of begin to merge. You want to become one and still be yourself. You don't want to be so codependent that you lose yourself. And I've seen that many, many times in people. And usually what will end up happening, and I've had a lot of clients over time. They are so mixed into everything. They can't make their own decision. They don't feel independent. They don't feel like they're thriving. They don't feel like their own person because they're in this thing and whoever they're around, they love. But it just feels like they're not being who they are. That's because you lost a bit of your independence. So we want to be independent, but have to remember we have to merge. But you become codependent on each other where you just can't move without them. You can't take a step without somebody. That just hurts. You weren't born to be that way. And it's bad for everybody because somebody else is feeling the weight of that, aren't they? What's the correct way? Well, it's kind of a merge. You merge your skills, you merge your passions, you merge your individuality. All these things that are all about you and all these things that are all about whoever your partner is, and you figure out what the merge is. You create a bit of an interdependent relationship. Joy and I are like that. Very, very independent. She's an independent woman. I'm an independent guy. We walk or talk in different ways, but at the same time, we are so interdependent on so many things. We blend when it comes to finances, blend when it comes to religion, we blend when it comes to food, we blend when it comes to everything. We're interdependent. We go back and forth on that, but still standing to our strength and appreciating the strength each person has. And sometimes, yes, it pisses me off. You have somebody you love like crazy and you're in a relationship and you give them some space and they do something that just pisses you off. Happens. Well, I do have news for you. I do know this without a shadow of a doubt, that sometimes it does piss me off, but more often, whatever I do pisses her off. That's probably a given. High maintenance male here on this podcast today. I will challenge you every single step of the way. Ladies, do yourself a favor. Before you get an emotionally connected guy that's in touch with his feelings and willing to be intimate and go there with just about any topic in the world, think twice. Think twice. That's me. Think twice. So think about that for a second, okay? I want you to be exactly who you are, but if you are in a relationship, stay who you are, but then intermesh yourself. Become interdependent. So that's cool. That's a party walking down the street. It really, truly is. It's like, hey, I can't lift that. Can you lift that? And then I'll help you jump over the other thing. That's how you do it. Oh, my God. It's so cool when you do that. And think that way, okay? Relationships across the board. If you're trying to make your life better, start with the relationships. Do an audit. Figure out where you're messing up. Figure out where you got it right. Make adjustments along the way. You'll be fine. Hi, what am I going to do tomorrow? You get to be yourself tomorrow. Is that cool? Are you not being yourself? Holy moly. Why? Everybody else knows you're not being yourself. They're waiting for you to do it. That's tomorrow's show.